We now switch into Vents Day mode. Vents Day is your weekly chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week we'll be talking about drone registration and processed and red meats and the belief that they will cause cancer. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or place your comments on our Facebook page. Let's start at the dinner table, or the breakfast table in the case of bacon. It is just one of the processed meats mentioned in a report from an agency of the World Health Organization, or WHO, mentioned in the same sentence as cancer, as in consumption of bacon and other processed meats, think salami, pastrami, sausage, and so forth, can lead to colorectal, stomach, and other kinds of cancer. And it goes beyond the processed meats to red meat generally. Something like 50,000 cancer deaths around the world each year are caused by diets high in red meat, says the WHO. Vegetarians might be having a chuckle about now, but let's hear from you. Do you shed no tears over the news because you avoid red or processed meats anyway? Are you in mourning because you just like a little bacon now and then? Or do you challenge the information itself? Whatever your take on this, let's hear it. 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org, or on Facebook. And now drones, the small domestic variety. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, is working on two fronts, commercial drones on one hand, recreational drones on the other. Rules for both are due, in fact, overdue. And just last week, the FAA announced a proposal to register the recreational drones, with a task force now working on a full set of safety recommendations due by November 20th. So far, the only clear direction is the registration idea. This in a year in which firefighting agencies have complained of having to change aerial attack on wildfires because of small drones getting in the way, among other issues with the recreational machines. What do you think? Register the drones for recreational use? Is there another way to keep the skies from becoming like the Wild West? What other rules, if any, do you think should be implemented on either recreational or commercial drones? This is Vents Day. Your comments back in 1 minute. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange, on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're on the air in Oregon and California, on the web at jeffexchange.org. You can check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Jeff Exchange, or take part in this and all segments with your phone calls and emails. This is our Vents Day segment. We're talking about the proposed registration of recreational drones by the Federal Aviation Administration. Final rules should be announced next month. And then we're talking about the other news that came down this week about processed and red meats and their capability of causing cancer, and whether we should sharply curtail our red meat and processed meat intake any further. What are your thoughts on those? 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org, or go to our Facebook page and place your comments there. We start with Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning, Jeff. I have to borrow a turn of phrase from my right-wing gun nut friends. They'll take my bacon from my cold, dead, cancer-riddled body.
Not giving up the bacon, huh?
Well, cutting way back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, it is. There are some things that our body craves, and the nutrients and the minerals and things like that. But yes, and I already have cut way back. I've eliminated red meat altogether. Still pork. You can't eat fish out of the Pacific because of the radiation. So you're left with a few choices outside of raising your own chickens, you know, on that end of it. But the World Health Organization is correct, in my opinion, and is long overdue in saying this. I was amazed that the first line of defense, of course, was the same line of defense that the tobacco industry used: deny, 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 deny.
A couple people pointed that out as well. It's the presumption that when an industry says, "Oh no, we can't be that bad," as there's a pretty poor precedent, which is the tobacco industry.
Absolutely. But yeah, I think it's smart for anyone to do that. On the other hand, I suspect that pizza parlors and places that use a lot of salty meats are probably not going to go out of business. The beef industry is probably not going to go down. It's too deeply embedded in our culture.
I suspect you're right on that count. What's your thinking on drones? You want to talk about that too?
Just like everything else, they should be licensed. You should have to show a minimum competency in terms of the operation and a minimum understanding of the rules associated with that. Although I also believe that you should have to do the same thing for having children.
Really? You have to show minimum competency?
Absolutely. So it only makes sense. You know, you're running into something. Your rights end at my nose, you know, so to speak. And these devices have the ability to be some of the most intrusive and invasive devices into our personal privacy that we've had since the NSA.
All right. Thanks for your thoughts, Paul. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on a couple of topics in the news. We're talking about red and processed meats and the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, talking about the potential danger of red and processed meats. That's one of our topics. The other one, as Paul was just talking about, was drones and the proposal by the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, to have the recreational drones, as in the ones not actually involved in commercial endeavors, registered so that if your drone crashes into a plane in the air or gets in the way of wildfire or something like that, it can be tracked down. We can figure out whose drone it is. Let's get your thoughts on this. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or place your comments on our Facebook page. The red meat warning, particularly about bacon, bacon has been on such an upsurge in recent years. We can actually get donuts with bacon on them now, among other things. So it has really become something of a cult, it seems like, in the last couple of years. What was the other thing? I saw some cartoon referencing the religions that don't eat pork. And the blurb was, if God didn't mean us to eat pigs, why did he wrap them in bacon? Just over the course of the last couple of weeks, we actually bought, I'd never seen the product before, but it was just in the dry, warm area, not stored in the refrigerator in the meat section, but it was a box of pre-cooked bacon. And because the box was a cardboard box, I still haven't seen what's inside that. Between the time we got that package home and have yet to open it, came this news from the International Agency for Research on Cancer, part of the World Health Organization, which is part of the United Nations, that announced this interest in bacon and red meat as potentially more cancer-causing than we had already suspected. There was obviously a suspected link already between red meat and colon cancer, but this took it to another level. Let's get your thoughts on Vents Day. Red meat, bacon on one hand, and drone registration on the other. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org, or make your comments on our Facebook page. Here's Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy.
Hi.
If the bacon don't kill you, the cigarettes will. I mean, instead of worrying about how you're going to die, I'd rather spend my energy enjoying how I'm living day to day, and, you know, let the cards, nobody lives forever. You're all going to die. I mean, you get used to it, people, and meanwhile, concentrate on living instead of, you know, the final passage.
Steve, I think we talked in the past, you smoke still, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Nothing changing on that front?
Well, I am suffering some health problems right now due to that. But I'm still alive, and, you know, I'm still enjoying what I got in front of me, and I'm not worried about dying or how I'm going to die or, you know, if it looks like it's going to be drawn out and ugly, well, you know, I've got options of dealing with that too, because I live in Oregon.
All right.
You know, I'd rather worry about how I'm living, you know, instead of worrying, you know, instead of spending so much time on, you know, how you're going to die, what's going to get up to you. Nobody lives forever.
All right. True enough that. Thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate that. Not the first person to point out that a life without all vices and things like bacon would be perhaps a longer life, but a duller one at that. So we're talking about tempering the length of life with the quality of life, as Steve brings it up. What are your thoughts on processed and red meats? Would you give up your bacon instantly? Have you given up bacon years ago? Would you not have touched bacon with a 10-foot pole anyway, or any other red meat for that matter? Let's get your thoughts on the processed and red meat warning from the WHO. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org, or comment on Facebook. You can also talk about drone registration and whether it is time to register those little canny aircraft that we can now buy at the store right off the shelf and take out in the backyard and start taking pictures of just about anything that can be seen from high above our backyards. Your thoughts are welcome. Let's talk to Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Howdy.
Kudos on the fun drive.
Thank you.
Well, these are both very flip, but they are profound in their own way. So the first one, I'm going to refer to the red meat situation. Well, there's this thing you can do, better living through chemistry. You can flavor and color and process things to make them look different. So and to paraphrase the gentleman who was talking to the guy on the candidate, I have one word for you, algae bacon. Algae bacon, you can just make algae-based product or soy-based product. You can make it look and taste practically like everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how I would settle that.
All right. So no actual red meat necessary. Got it.
Well, what you just basically do is it's kind of like Beatlemania. You just have a remarkable simulation about it,
uh-huh.
And you move on from there. Now, the second thing is, let's just register the drones. But let's put this little proviso in here. It's part of the agreement. You should have it so it's available so that you could have open season, so to speak, on recreational drones. So amateurs, look out, because unless you're a professional drone person, you and your vehicle, I suppose, could be shot down on site.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's all I had to say about it.
All right, thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate it. Which brings up a really interesting sidelight that we need to talk about in here as well. This can be part of your comments as you approach Vince Day. If a drone flies over your property, what are your rights then? We're still discussing this one as well. I mean, are you going to pull out a gun and shoot down a drone if it looks like it's hovering too close to your swimming pool and you're trying to catch a little sun on parts of your body that don't normally get them? All kinds of ways you could go with drones, but the issue on the table at the moment is the registration of drones. And registration can be a scary word in the United States, particularly when it involves things like guns. But we're not talking about guns in this case. We're talking about drones, recreational drones, which you might just want to take out and get some great aerial photography that you wouldn't have otherwise gotten, or be able to look at the top of your tree in your backyard and figure out if it's healthy. What do you think about drone registration? That's one of our questions on Vince Day. What other rules would you propose for the use of these private recreational drones? They're not involved in any commercial activity, so a different category in the eyes of the FAA. What rules and regulations, in addition to registration for drones, would you consider? And then the other part, the whole lifestyle thing about processed and red meats, and where you would go with that. 800-838-3760, our phone number on the exchange, our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. We can take comments through our Facebook page as well. I see more people have looked at it. I don't think we have any new comments on there, and no, it appears we don't. So let's get your thoughts. Sandy and Mount Shasta checked in on the discussion of processed and red meat, he pulls up the quote from Upton Sinclair, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it." Upton Sinclair wrote The Jungle, didn't he? Which is about meat processing and all the horrible things. Go ahead, Emily.
Yeah, he sure did. He wrote The Jungle, and there's a lot of unsavory stuff about meat processing in that book.
About rodent parts and other things getting into the meat?
I think it's really behind the movement to regulate meat processing, actually, at the turn of the century. But these calls are coming in, so I'm going to turn back to the board here.
Okay, thanks, Emily. Appreciate the input there. So Upton Sinclair and The Jungle and meat processing and some of the horrible things that go on inside the slaughterhouse and actually get into the foods we eat. So it's an issue that Upton Sinclair brought up a long time ago. Interesting quote, though. Very, very good quote. "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it." I've heard the quote many times, didn't realize it came from that source, but a lot of places you could make that claim. And, of course, the tobacco industry would have been part of that discussion as well. Let's take some more calls here. Vince in Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking red meat and drone registration.
Well, I was just thinking of the old adage, everything in moderation. I gave up red meat, beef, a long time ago for health reasons. But I always think back to the way the Asian cultures eat food, especially Chinese menus, and think everything in moderation, you know, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of fish, a little bit of pork, and I don't go crazy with bacon. I mean, I understand, you know, I have a college friend growing up together and then being away at college, and his idea of bacon and eggs was to eat half a slab of bacon. And I used to tell him, you know, it's not healthy to eat that much bacon at one time. So I think Americans need to be educated that if you do things in moderation, you can have a fine life, you can enjoy life.
All right, thanks for that, Vince. And I do wonder what it is about Americans that makes us perhaps more prone than other people in the world to overdo it, to just continue to consume until there's nothing left to consume. The bacon's gone, the potato chips are gone, you name it. We seem to be rather good at that. Certainly part of the perspective here when we talk about limiting our intake of, well, bacon seems to be the poster child here, but it's more than that. It's all processed meats. It's bacon. It's sausage. And then, of course, the WHO also added in red meat generally on there as potentially causing colon cancer, stomach cancer, other cancers, and leading up to perhaps 50,000 deaths a year around the world from cancer. Your thoughts, please. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or make your comments on our Facebook page. Jay in Walterville writes, I'm more concerned with the extreme waste of water on the environment of our planet. Waste of water produces methane. I consume much less than I used to, but I do still like it. I assume he's talking about processed meats here. Get your colonoscopy, as your doctor advises. I think these conservative political fools are likely to send me to the loony bin before I get cancer. Drones, the other issue, are tough enough to fly, especially with a fool at the controls. I think flight school might make sense. Thanks for that, Jay in Walterville. Carol in McKinleyville, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Oh, hi there. The waste of water, of course, is represented by the mass production of beef. But what I noticed about their studies is they couldn't point to any one thing that caused the cancer, but it's well known and it's been studied and advised not, they know what the known carcinogens are in the meats that does cause the cancer, and it's just a real easy study on the internet to pull that up. But the main problem with meat is the frying, the barbecuing, and the smoking meats is known to produce known carcinogens, which does cause many of the cancers. And it's from the char. They say never eat the char because mm-hmm. it has the known carcinogen. It is the known carcinogen in it. When you flame a meat, the meat drips, and then the flame causes the flame to come back onto the meat, which has a known carcinogen, which causes the cancers, the high heat in frying, and, of course, bacon is generally fried. Bacon isn't a culprit any more than any other piece of meat, whether it be beef or chicken or fish. Frying, flaming, charring meat causes the known carcinogens, and so they say, on these studies that if you microwave it, we now have a microwavable bacon that comes out really nice. If you braise, if you boil, if you stew, it doesn't cause these carcinogens. And the thing about processed meat is that it has a known carcinogen, which is the nitrates. So you can have your meat in moderation, as they say, and but you need to be aware of how you cook your meat. So it's a real easy study on the internet to pull that up, and they have known studies, and they've had them for quite a while. And the healthiest group, one of the seven places in the world, I think it is, of healthiest groups, is there's one in the United States, and that's the Sempe Adventist.
Oh, because
on Loma Linda, and it's also interesting. Ben Carson's the Sempe Adventist. So
all right, and they don't eat meat is the general rule there, right?
The general rule is a population, they consume much less meat. So,
all right. Carol, thanks for all the thoughts. Appreciate that. And Carol's input reminds me to ask the question this way. Have you ever been swayed by any of the studies that arise that indicate that whatever you're currently eating, drinking, smoking, whatever, is dangerous for you? I mean, there are lots of people who have continued to smoke through years, well, decades now, of information indicating how dangerous smoking is. Was there ever a time when you saw a news article like the ones that came out about processed and red meats and said, you know what, I'm kind of going to cut back on that? I'm curious to know what your response has been to these in the past. It can certainly get confusing because you'll get a study 1 week that says this is going to happen if you do this, and then the next week you see a study that says, well, maybe not quite that much. Carol brings up some good points, though, about the black parts of the meat, because much has been said about that in the past, that those do contain the carcinogens in the cooking of meat. Let's get your thoughts, red and processed meats, and whether the information from the World Health Organization might change your intake of those. Drone registration is the other topic on the exchange, whether it is time to do as the FAA proposes, which is to get all those private recreational drones, the ones you can buy off the store shelf and start taking pictures of your kids at the swimming pool from above, whether those should all be registered so we can figure out who they trace back to if, for example, they get into trouble, if they cause the firefighters to not attack the fire with helicopters because there are drones in the way, if they get in the way of the fireworks show, whatever. Let's hear your thoughts. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Email from Joy and Talent, a name I know well. Because she's married to me. She says, people who guard their health by self-restraint are affecting the happiness and financial health of their loved ones, not just themselves. And that box of bacon, the one I just talked about, she says it's going on the shelf with the millennials. We have a couple of boxes of collector's item food, let's say. But the box of millennials from the turn of the millennium was one I couldn't resist. We also seem to have a package of Twinkies from the last batch that Hostess put out before that operation shut down and before they came back as Twinkie 2.0. So, yes, there are a couple of boxes of collector's item food on our shelf at home. And according to this Joy and Talent, the box of bacon is going up there with the millennials and the Twinkies, which Emily says will outlast us all. Twinkies do seem to have a life of their own. Let's not go down the Twinkie road. Let's talk about bacon, other red meats, and drone registration here on Vents Day. Here is Zelda in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know, I just want to say that in this world, we go to the market and we buy meat that's already been killed. But we don't think about what the animals were like when they were walking around, and we don't kill them. So I want to know, people should think, what if you had to kill that animal?
That's an excellent question.
Still eat meat?
Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes myself when I'm looking at all the slabs of stuff in the store, and it is rather removed from what walks around in life. And Can I guess that you are a vegetarian yourself, Zelda?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thanks for the perspective on that. Appreciate it. Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange continues. Red and processed meats and drone registration are topics. A bunch of editorials weighed in on the red meat warning, one of which was the Sacramento Bee, which the editorial reads, not to discount the impact on health from the excessive consumption of meat, processed and otherwise, but a little perspective is in order. Smoking is linked to about 1 million cancer deaths annually worldwide. Alcohol accounts for another 600,000 cancer deaths. Air pollution is responsible for 200,000 cancer deaths annually, the agency said. The World Health Organization lists many other issues worthy of concern. Traffic fatalities account for 1.25 million deaths annually. Violence accounts for 200,000 deaths of people between the ages of 10 and 29 annually. Hunger causes 3.1 million deaths of children under the age of 5 annually. Think about that. The city of Los Angeles has 3.8 million people. The International Agency for Research on Cancer reached the conclusion about processed meat and red meat based on a review of 800 studies of consumption and cancer. The panel included 22 scientists from 10 countries, including a half dozen from U.S. universities and federal agencies. We in the United States consume more meat than almost any other nation. That has impacts on the environment, climate change, and health. We would be wise to eat a little less of it, and while we're at it, drive more carefully. Exercise more regularly, and for those who still smoke, try a little harder to kick the addiction. Final call here to Louise in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, I'd like to say that since I've not been eating meat, I feel so much better. I didn't expect that that would be the case, but life is better for me.
How long has it been, Louise?
I've been a vegetarian for 18 years.
And
it's been a process of first reducing red meat and then pork and then seafood. And each time I just feel better.
All right. Thanks for that perspective. Good to hear from you, Louise. This has been Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for your participation. Thank you for listening as well. Vince Day again at this time next week. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening to the Jefferson Exchange.